I watched your prime minister yesterday. He wasn't so grateful.
Mark Carney's speech at the World Economic Forum made the front pages of newspapers in Canada and abroad. It also caught the attention of one specific person, U.S. President Donald Trump, who today responded with a threat.
Canada lives because of the United States. Remember that, Mark, the next time you make your statements.
Before leaving the event, the prime minister didn't meet with Trump. Neither he nor members of his cabinet responded to the president's comments. Instead, Carney is letting his speech do the talking.
When the rules no longer protect you, you must protect yourself.
Carney earned a rare standing ovation from the global elite for a speech now being labeled a doctrine, calling out Trump's behavior, though not by name, saying middle powers must band together in order to survive a world where major powers push them around.
You cannot live within the lie of mutual benefit through integration when integration becomes the source of your subordination.
Columbia senior research scholar Tim Naftali says this could end up being a defining moment in Canadian history.
What makes this moment unusual is that a Canadian prime minister is actually participating in shaping the evolution of the international system.